From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Do you think there's any other team that could beat the Warriors other than the Cavs?
No, and I'm not sure the Cavs can either.
I don't either. I don't know either. This is what you hope for. You got the two best teams. I don't know. This is what I wanted all along, so I know that that's not the case with everybody, but it's also what I feel like we could have skipped a lot of time.
We're going to skip the entire season. Hopefully it'll be a good series. We probably won't talk about it for another week because it's not until next Thursday. Nicely done, NBA. Mostly I was focused on the hockey because that was just everything you could have asked for from a Game 7.
Two overtime.
Well, yeah, and the best team won, but I got to give Ottawa credit. They did everything they could to win that series. I didn't really like the way it ended because it wasn't a fluke goal. It's just the goalie never saw it because he was screened. I wanted Crosby to do something amazing or Carlson to do something amazing to win the game. But in the end, I think we're going to get the best Stanley Cup out of it, and I'm really excited about that. We only have to wait till Monday for that game.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three.
Last hour of the week, Fred.
Yeah, last hour until Tuesday, right?
That's right.
So,
you big plans?
Not really. I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend. Well, Sunday I'm doing a little 5K, and then I'm probably going to bike around, drink a lot on Sunday, but maybe do some horse gambling tomorrow.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right.
Monday I think I'm taking my daughter down to visit my grandmother.
All right.
And my mom, but other than that, I don't really have any real plans.
Good for you.
Going to be a bum.
Good for you.
I'm going to be off social media, though.
Always say that, but then you're always on it.
No, I'm not doing any social media this weekend.
You said when you were in Canada you weren't going to be on social
media. I took my laptop because I had to do some work, and then I wound up getting online and responding to people. But no, this weekend I will not be doing any social media. So I will be putting pics on pregame, but that's it.
But you won't tweet them out that they're on pregame?
I will tweet out that they're on pregame, but that's
it. I knew it.
But I'm not going to be responding to people. I'm not going to be getting on there, I'm not going to be looking at it other than that.
So you're not going to have something thoughtful to say for Memorial Day?
No.
People expect that from
you. Well, by the end of the day, I will. But, all right, yeah, I'll have that. But that's it. I'm not getting on there and tweeting about everything that's happening this weekend.
DM any of your hoes this weekend?
No, I don't have any hoes. I'm extremely light on hose right now. I
get out by the pool on Memorial Day. Make it happen.
Nah.
Step your hoe game up.
Nah, I think I'm retired.
John, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I have a graduation to attend tonight.
Oh, God.
What else am I doing?
College or high school?
High school.
Did you see the speaker at the graduation that our friend tweeted out earlier today?
No, what happened?
I thought you guys were included on it, but one of the speakers' names was Harry Wang.
Oh.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Saturday I have a birthday party to go to. Sunday and Monday I don't think I have anything.
A birthday party?
Yeah, one of my close friends is having a birthday. Dinner? That's it. Yeah, nothing really going on. I want to go pick up some of that Carbach Grapefruit IPA. I forget, what was it called
again?
Big and Bright. I want to crack open one of those this weekend.
I was talking to Eric. It looks like that's going to be my river beer because I'm going to the river next weekend, and normally I take Hop Delusion, which
you
is,
are crazy.
Yeah, you're out in the sun and you're drinking Hop Delusion and you get messed up.
Is that triple IPA?
It's a double IPA. Well, yeah, not even a double IPA really. I guess it is a double IPA, but it's it's probably my favorite beer that Carbach does regularly. It's my favorite seasonal, but it's not going to be ready in time for my river trip. So it's probably going to save me a little bit because I'll take that Big and Bright instead. But the reason why I like to take it is because, my brother has to take like we'll go float, and he's got to take damn near a case of Coors Light with him when he floats because that's what it takes to get him feeling right. I have to take a little small cooler with like six or eight, and I'm just as good as him without taking in all the liquid and having to haul around all the cans.
You know what I realized? The new light beer that everyone's drinking now is Michelob Ultra.
That's
I don't know why. I guess
it's embarrassing if you're a man and you drink Michelob Ultra.
I guess it's because it's under 100 calories, but yeah, everyone's drinking it now. It's like no one's drinking
Bud
Light.
But you know what winds up happening? You drink five or six of them to get what you would get out of one beer that's 300 calories.
But the truth is, if you're a man and you're worried about calorie intake with your beer, there's something wrong. That doesn't even make sense. Women, I understand. You're worried about your calorie intake, so you want to drink a beer with low calories. If you're counting calories as a man and you're that's deciding what beer you drink, someone should slap you. That's ridiculous.
If you're only going to have one beer and you're concerned about that, that's fine. But inevitably, so you go drink six of those. Well, I'll drink one of my beers. It'll get me to the same place that you're getting with six of those. And the calories are probably less.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Why is Raheel denying this on Twitter?
Of course he is.
I don't even see. What's he denying?
He's so pathetic. At least be a man and step up and say, yeah, I screwed up the show today. I'm proud of it. I've accomplished.
No one else could call the show because of me.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, no, the person who came after him is why no one else could call the show. But he started it, so.
Well, what is he saying?
Apparently, just people are saying he's denying it on Twitter. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, you know what we didn't do?
The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Somebody mentioned this, and I didn't get around to it yesterday, but for your Survivor application, You wrote one of the most poignant hits of the 21st century, the Gym of the Day
song. That's true.
Okay, this is a Florida story where a 29-year-old Floridian was arrested by Miami cops who responded to a 911 call. There was a man pointing a handgun at passing cars. Okay, that sounds normal, right? Except he was described as having green hair and facial tattoos.
Let's not judge people based on their looks.
Well, he was arrested with a loaded Smith & Wesson, arrested for carrying a concealed weapon, a felony, booked into the county jail where he's being held in lieu of a $5,000 bond. But how could he not be waving guns at people? Because he's a fan of the Joker. His facial tattoos include the Batman logo with the words, "Bleep Batman."
Okay.
The word Joker on his forehead and the classic stitched cheeks link.
I gotta see a picture of this.
Yeah, it's on the smoking gun.
See this.
But Lawrence Sullivan, and they show a photo from him where he was arrested in 2013 for marijuana possession, and he looks relatively normal. He just looks like kind of a stone guy.
It's been a rough 4 years for him.
Why so serious? Yeah, but tattoos might be a bit much. See, if I ever snap, I would go Joker, but I wouldn't get facial tattoos. I would just get the makeup and stuff.
Well, you're not hardcore enough.
Probably not, but I would still be out blowing stuff up. I have one more Florida story, kind of a bonus, if you will. Is that okay, John? Can I do a second?
Sure. Sure.
How often do you think that Joker guy gets laid? Let's be serious.
Well, before he looked, well, it's Florida. He's probably getting laid every day. All he's got to do is find Florida woman.
That guy's getting no sex.
Or somebody that's really into Harley Quinn.
I don't even think Ben.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them that are.
I mean, he looks just ridiculous. And, like, at the end of the day, Heath Ledger could take off the makeup and he'd look
right.
Like Heath Ledger.
Right. You can't take those tattoos off.
Jared Leto looks like Jared Leto. He's getting laid all the time. This guy? No, that's your look now.
See, what's wrong with makeup? I could do the makeup.
And but then you would have to do it all the time.
Well, pretty much. Just depends. When I snap, it won't matter because then I'll kill a bunch of people and wind up in prison. But
he also has a 666 tattoo on his cheek.
I didn't see that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got an upside-down cross, and then he's got a right-side-up cross, too.
I think he's trying to...
And it says, ha, ha, ha.
I think he's trying to portray the duality of man.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I can't believe it says bleep Batman on his head.
Yeah, that's...
I mean,
interesting.
All right. I'd choose my battles a little wiser.
Well, here's a woman that would probably go out with him.
I'm against fighting Batman. You don't win that fight.
No, I'm pro-Batman, but I'm also pro-Joker. I think they needed each other.
Yeah.
It's like that marriage where the couple fights every night and then they bleep all night because in makeup sex. That's Batman and the Joker.
Maybe so.
That's why I like them both. I still think the Joker was...
Like Donald Trump and Stephen Colbert?
Like
they need each other, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Or well, maybe Donald Trump and Alec Baldwin is better.
Yeah, I think so. And now, like Melissa McCarthy and John Spicer. Yeah, they have to. One cannot exist without the other.
All right. But you and Juggalo Trey.
No, I don't think Juggalo Trey is like Raheel and wooing. I mean,
he's not your. You would say Juggalo Trey's not your Batman.
No. I don't really know who my Batman would be.
It's me, obviously.
Well, yes and no. I don't think we're actually on opposite sides. I think we're kind of fighting for the same thing, just from different perspectives.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I would be the Joker before I would be Batman, though.
I'm a Batman guy.
I love Batman.
My kids would be disappointed if I was the
favorite
Joker.
Superhero, but Joker to me embodies everything that's right about a villain.
Okay.
And I'm always about the villain. But here's somebody who would date him. A Florida man was found covered from head to toe in pork fried rice and red sauce.
That was actually me.
Following an attack yesterday by his ex-girlfriend. Responding to a disturbance at the China No. 1 restaurant in Vero Beach, the sheriff's deputy discovered Brian Kusmer wearing his lunch, said that he was waiting for his former girlfriend to drop off the couple's 8-year-old son, Samantha Wilson. When Wilson arrived at the restaurant, the duo argued about Wilson repeatedly keeping the child out of school. He told a police officer he asked Wilson to leave the restaurant after she got mad and began screaming at him. Before departing, however, she allegedly threw a plate of food, and he declined medical attention but said the sauce burned a little. He's a wuss. That's not the same as getting pepper sprayed.
No.
But
John could take it.
She apparently admitted to attacking him with pork fried rice. She said she never physically touched him. She only threw the food at him. I'm pretty sure that's the kind of girl that would hook up with Joker Florida guy. Yeah. So we need to get those two together. And those are your Zadok Jeweler gems of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, attention all Houston area poker players. Mint Poker, Houston's premier poker destination and the official poker room of ESPN 97.5, is now open for business. Mint Poker offers 20 tables of exciting rake-free poker action 7 days a week, and they have a seat waiting for you, and it's going to be a big weekend there at Mint Poker, so go check them out. Matter of fact, we'll be getting down there very soon. I've had a couple of friends go, though, and they both have texted me and said, man, this place is the real. Go to Mint Poker, that's MINT Poker, get in on all the action, daily tournaments, cash games for players of all levels of expertise, and it's now open for business in Clear Lake. You don't need to drive to Louisiana or go anywhere else. You can go right down the road to Clear Lake. Whether you're a seasoned pro or you're just getting started in the game, Mint Poker has a game for you. And how about this? Blitzers still have a chance. Free one-month introductory memberships. Visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN today. For the hottest poker action in Texas, head over to Mint Poker and experience everything that membership has to offer. Daily, monthly, annual, and corporate memberships are available. All memberships include unlimited tournament and cash game play. For your free one-month introductory club membership, visit mintpokerclubs.com, M-I-N-T, pokerclubs.com/ESPN, and join the Blitz in ESPN 97.5 as we go all in at Mint Poker.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And did you see that... The Alamo Draft House in Austin is on Tuesday. Was just going to screen Wonder Woman for women only.
Yeah,
apparently men are not happy about that.
Wah.
What a bunch of little bitches! Why would you complain about that?
What does it matter? Pick another showing.
Yeah, if you want to go, there's other showings. And why would I want to go to a place that doesn't want me there? It's like I've never understood that. Why women get ticked off that they can't go play golf at an all male course? It's like. They don't want you there. Why would you want to be there? They don't want me at Alamo Draft House on Tuesday. They want women only. Why would I want to be there? And they're getting great publicity for it.
Yep.
Because
well, that's probably the goal.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But, you know, why would anybody care enough?
Oh, it's discrimination. That's right. They won't let me and my boys in there. I want to look at that pretty Wonder Woman person. Maybe meet some girls. They should let us in. I think it's discriminatory. Out to get us. That's one of those things I just don't get, man. It's like, all right, well, good luck. I've got some college regular season win totals for you.
All right.
If you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's not really an order. It's like an alphabetical order.
Okay.
So why don't you pick a team and I'll give you a number and then we can decide whether it's good or not.
Well, let's start local here. Let's start with Cougs.
Coug is not on here because it's Power 5 only.
Oh, okay. Well, let's start with Texas.
Texas, 7.5 is your total.
I'll go over.
Yeah, I think I will,
I think
too.
Just barely over.
Barely.
I'll go over.
Yeah, I think they win 8 games, but I don't think I'd bet that. I don't feel confident enough that they're going to win 8 games.
What about Ag?
Aggie is 7. I can't see them losing fewer than 7 games. They never do. They never win more than... I mean, they pretty much go 8 wins every year, right?
I don't know.
I feel pretty good about at least pushing that one.
That's what I mean, that's kind of why I was... That number is about what I would have said, 7 wins, just because that's... That just seems to be kind of where they've been lately, but...
I think they'll win 8.
Yeah, they have been winning 8. Yeah, they've won. Yeah, you're right. It has been 8. It's not, I've been thinking it was 7 wins, but 8 wins
see,
the last 3 years.
There you go, selling those Aggies short again.
Yeah, I might have to go over on that.
All right. Who else are you curious about?
What stupid number do they post for Alabama?
10.5.
I'll go over that.
Yeah.
I mean, even in a down year, they're going to win. They're going to win 11.
They should, yeah. Well, they don't have down years, AJ.
That's true. Not in a while. Who else is interesting? Where's USC?
Let's see here. USC.
So I can steal some value on them. I doubt
it. No, 9.5.
No, that's not going to do it.
It's too high.
How about UW, Washington?
Washington, 9.5.
I'll go over there.
Yeah, I don't feel as good about it, though. I think they win 9.5, but still. Who else you got?
How about Baylor?
There's not a number posted on Baylor here for some reason.
Garbage.
I know it's garbage.
I'll go over.
But when you, are we talking sexual assaults or wins?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What about Texas Tech?
Texas Tech is going to weigh in with a win total of 6.
I'll probably go under.
It seems about right to me.
Yeah.
Some other Big 12s. West Virginia, 7, after winning 10 last year. Kansas State, 7.5.
I feel like I'll go over that.
Yeah, yeah. As far as the Okie schools, Oklahoma, 9.5. Oklahoma State, 9. I kind of feel like you should pick a horse there and go under on the other one.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like it'd be hard for both those teams to... win 9-plus games.
I'm with you.
Arkansas, 7.
I mean, if you think Aggie's going to win 8, yeah, I'll go under on them.
Here's an interesting one. Florida. What would you think Florida would be at?
8.5?
8 is the number.
Okay.
I might lean a little bit over there. Florida State, 9.5. See, and this is another one where you kind of have to pick your poison. Florida State, 9.5, Clemson, 9, Louisville, 9.
Florida State, Clemson, and Louisville are all 9?
Well, Florida State's 9.5.
Okay. Man. I'll go over with Louisville.
Okay.
And I'll probably go under with the others.
Where would you go with Frog at 7?
Over.
Yeah, I kind of think so. That might actually be a play. Here's an interesting one. Tennessee, 7.5.
Oh, wow. hype train derailed, I
guess.
I'll actually go over at that.
I think I would, too, I guess, because of the quarterback change.
I was expecting you to say 8.5 or 9. I was like, ugh.
Yeah. So UCLA 6.
Mm. They've got to win more than 6 games, don't they?
Do they? They've got a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might go over.
LSU, would you care to guess what the number is there?
8.5.
9 is your number.
Yeah, that's kind of about right. Yeah. I'd probably lean under if I had to pick.
Yeah, just new coaching staff. You don't know what you're going to get. Miami of Florida, 8.5.
Give me under.
About Michigan, 9.
Give me over.
Here's one for
you. Michigan to win the Big Ten this year, by the way.
I know they had a down year last year. Michigan State, 6.5.
Over.
I think I'm with you. What about Mississippi State, 5.5?
Under.
Nebraska, 6.
Over.
North Carolina, 7. Hmm. That Mitchell Trubisky factor.
Yeah, a big change. I'll go over, probably.
Wisconsin's 9.5. They're always 9.
Yeah, I'll go under because I think they'll win 9.
Virginia Tech, 9. It's another one, man. They think all these ACC teams.
Yeah, give me under on Virginia Tech.
Yeah. How about Utah, 6.5?
Give me over.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that one's that low. Here's another one I'm actually looking at. Duke, 5.5. Over, right?
You would think so. I mean, they've been better lately. You know, I'll probably go over.
Stanford, 8.5?
Under.
And your favorite team in all of college football, Iowa, 6.5.
Ooh, I might go over on that.
I might too. Ohio State, care to guess the number?
9.5.
10.
Hmm. I'll go under on them. I think they finally lose to Michigan.
All right. That's pretty much it.
Gotta love a little college football talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's...
You know what starts to happen to me when we talk about football?
You get a summer wood.
I start to get hard.
Yeah. Well.
Not everybody can, but I do.
Well, if you need help, don't pay $60 a pill, I can tell you that. So that's what most guys are paying for Viagra. That's crazy. You're going to go to myedrx.com, and you're going to get a great solution from Summerwood Pharmacy, and it's right here in Houston, Texas. You'll learn you can buy the active ingredient from the little blue pill for 5 or 6 times less, and you'll have the same big results. Just go to myedrx.com or give them a call, 281-225-4300. They can mail your prescription discreetly to your home or office anywhere in Texas free of charge. All you have to do is go to myedrx.com. And you can get the same active ingredient that's in Viagra. It's called Sildenafil. And you can get it for a fraction of the cost. $10 versus $50 for Viagra. Talk to your doctor, see if a prescription is right for you, and then go to myedrx.com or give them a call. Locally owned, Texas licensed, free shipping. That's Summerwood Pharmacy, myedrx.com, 281-225-4300. Get those big results right now.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. Coming up next. Okay, anything you want to do here? I've kind of lost my dwarves, my wizard, and my way.
I was looking at Stephen A. Smith has incorrectly predicted the NBA Finals for the last 6 years.
Yeah?
That's pretty difficult. Like,
Well, you pretty much have a free square on one side because LeBron makes it every year.
No, I'm talking about predicts the winner. So when you're down to two teams, he's incorrectly picked.
Oh, that's even worse.
For 6 consecutive years.
That's even worse. Because, I mean, how could you not pick Warriors, Cavs this year?
No, what I'm saying is, like, once it's down to the finals,
he's picking the winner. No, I understand what you're saying, but I thought you meant he'd pick the finals wrong.
Everybody should be able to get that.
Okay. Because that would be ridiculous.
But yeah, every year he picks the wrong way.
So who did he pick this year?
I don't know. Have we seen that yet, Jong? Has he?
I haven't seen it.
I got to figure that out.
Speaking of NBA, I just saw the story come across on Twitter. Judge in Turkey labels Enes Kanter a terrorist and orders his arrest.
What?
You saw that story last week?
Yeah, it's like a week old, right?
No, but this one.
They arrested him?
They wanted him to be arrested and charged for being a terrorist.
They took his passport away. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, if I'm him and as critical as I've been of that government, you obviously haven't been paying attention if you're going home. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Yeah.
So the story says on Friday, Turkey issued an arrest warrant for Enes Kanter, accusing him of being a member of a terrorist group, according to pro-government newspaper. Kanter has been an outspoken critic of the Turkish prime minister. I don't know how to say this guy's name. But
the guy who basically gave himself made himself into a dictator.
Yeah, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and a supporter of exiled Muslims.
I call him Aragorn.
Pterodactyl Acorn.
But yeah, they're asking for him to be deported back and placed under arrest. The story is on the Big Leaf.
For being critical of the...
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. That's why, you guys... When I start getting on us, when our media starts getting pushed off into this stuff and we start getting into these things, everybody gets mad at me, but it's coming here eventually. And, but don't go back, man.
And it says Turkish prosecutors will reportedly apply for an Interpol red notice to order to inform the organization's 190 members that Kanter's arrest is sought. So he'll have, like I said, they'll try to deport him back and to stand trial.
Did he get out of the country?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
No, because I thought they took his passport away while he was there. Yeah, I thought that was last week's story.
Well, this one is got updated 8 minutes ago.
Okay. So he somehow got out of the country?
It doesn't say if he did or not, but I guess they want him under arrest.
Well, if I'm him, I call some of my basketball buddies with a bunch of money and have them come up in one of their boats so he can sneak out of there. That's what I would do. Get to the coast and have Russell Westbrook get you home.
I think Stephen A. picked the Cavs. Because this headline from USA Today says the Warriors just got a huge dose of luck thanks to Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, that makes me feel better about my pick.
Yeah, it's not like they need any luck.
Yeah. Jong, you going Cavs?
I'm going to go Cavs.
Okay. I wanted to. I mean, I'd love to be that guy, but I just can't do it. The year that I had the 30-1 on the Cavs to win the finals, like, that's the year that I would have really said the Cavs are going to win. But even then, I knew they weren't going to. And then I picked them last year, and they did. This year, I'm on a good streak. I'm sticking with my gut here. I'm going Warriors.
I am too. Boring as that may be,
although I did feel I probably did wish wash after the Warriors were up 3-1 last year.
Yeah,
I mean I probably did double back and say okay, the Warriors are going to win. But I still stand by my original prediction was correct though.
Yeah, I'm taking the Warriors.
All right.
In five.
In five?
Yep.
I'll go six. Five is disrespectful.
No, that's okay. I'm going to disrespect them. I don't care.
Hey, we were hanging out with Pete Rose this week out at the golf course. Pete Rose still not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Guess who is? Or who will be as of tomorrow? Homer Simpson.
Really?
Yep. He's getting inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on Saturday. Remember the episode Homer at the Bat?
Yes.
And had all the Hall of Famers in it. Wade Boggs, Ozzie Smith were in it. And there's going to be an induction speech and a ribbon cutting. So there's a Simpsons themed display now at Cooperstown. And Pete Rose still can't get in.
Yeah. Can't wait. See this picture? Old school Chris tweeted us. I found the one person who will go see Cash Me Outside Girl.
And I think they canceled the show.
Did they?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they canceled it
yesterday. Because we made fun of them?
Maybe. I like to feel that I like to feel that that had something to do with it.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Maker Vandal says, I see a Warrior sweep. I wouldn't shock me. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that LeBron's good enough to get one win. But I just think this Warriors team is too good.
You know, that guy just tweeted me, too, and it brought up a story that I had meant to talk about today.
Yeah.
I saw a story yesterday. I guess it was last night, so we didn't obviously get to talk about it yesterday. But it's about Russell Wilson. And apparently, Russell Wilson is considered a divisive figure in the Seattle locker room, especially amongst the defense. That's according to Seth Wickersham. Several defensive players believe Wilson gets special treatment from the coaching staff, and many players have been turned off by Wilson and head coach Pete Carroll's reaction to their loss to the Patriots back in 2014 in the Super Bowl.
3 years ago. Can I know. Let it go?
Well, you would think. Wickersham reports that the disdain for Wilson among some players goes beyond the jealousy some teams typically have for star quarterbacks. Says Wilson's been a divisive figure almost from the moment he earned the starting job, long before he became the most famous and highest paid Seahawk. It seems to go beyond the normal jealousy aimed at star quarterbacks. Teammates privately want to see him exposed, but ask them why or on what grounds, and their reasons vary. A man who vowed to live in transparency, famously announcing that he was refraining from premarital sex with Ciara, required guests to sign non-disclosure agreements before entering his box at Mariners games. After the Super Bowl against Denver, team management, quote, fell in love with Russell. In the words of a high-level staffer, defensive players would see him in executives' offices and wonder, why not me? Pettiness grew. In 2014, Bleacher Report reported that some black teammates think Wilson isn't black enough.
Now that we've heard before, yep. Right?
According to Wickersham, the divide can be traced to philosophical differences between Wilson and Carroll and players like Sherman. Wilson and Carroll are relentlessly positive and upbeat, choosing to move on from plays like intercepted Super Bowl pass from the one-yard line. Others yearn for more criticism and regret. The Seahawks hold what Carroll calls tell-the-truth Mondays during film sessions, but some players joke that it should be called tell-the-truth to certain players because Wilson is often exempt from criticism. But while some of them think he's a good quarterback, they're also tired of his positivity when the offense fails to perform relative to the routinely excellent defense. So, I mean, he's not going anywhere. He's paid for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, but he does kind of come across as a little bit of a faker. Like, he seems fake.
No question.
Kind of like somebody in this city.
Raheel?
No. Over on Kirby.
Oh, well, we just compared him to Raheel, so. Yeah. No, I see some of that, but by the same token, if you're still bitching about that play from 2014... Yeah, then that team's never going to win anything ever.
Maybe
again.
Not, but I will say this: I think if I were on that team, and I wasn't the quarterback who threw the interception, I would want the quarterback to own that a little bit before I was able to move on.
But it's 3 years later. If you haven't moved on, then your team's not moving on. You guys are never winning anything.
Maybe not.
And that's on you. I mean, it's obvious the guy's not going to come out and own it. So. I see a lot of dysfunction there, which is kind of a shame because there's also a lot of talent there.
Yep.
And I'm no Russell Wilson apologist. I think he's, I mean, on the field, I love his game. Off the field, not so much. And I'm sure he's kind of a pain in the ass in the locker room. But by the same token, get over it, guys. It's been 3 years.
Hey, I always talk about Raising Cane's and their awesome food and their commitment to quality, the 24-hour marinated chicken and the hand-battered, always fresh, never frozen, and all the great sides and the Cane sauce. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what else they're doing aside from making that fantastic food. They're doing some great things in the community. Raising Cane's committed to being an active community partner in every market that they serve. They've got 305 restaurants that support thousands of organizations across the country and hundreds locally in each community. And they focus on education, feeding the hungry, pet welfare, active lifestyles, business development, entrepreneurship. And they just do a ton of great things around the community. So not only are they putting out really quality food, but they're really quality people running that business out there. So if you haven't tried a Raising Cane's, make this weekend a good time to do it. Maybe you're having a Memorial Day party. You want to feed a bunch of people. Go pick up one of the tailgate packs. Something for everybody there. Everybody's going to be happy with Raising Cane's. 25 locations and counting in the Houston area, including the newest one out there in Katy, the second location in Katy. Raising Cane's, one love. To me, you kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard. May I have everyone's attention? You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Are you tired of sitting around the house and watching your kids stare at their phones? Well, Texas Marine is here to help. It's our pre-Memorial Day sales event, where Texas Marine is making boating more affordable with extra savings and up to $750 in free accessories. Check out top brands like Chaparral Runabouts, Yamaha Jet Boats, Avalon Pontoons, and Ski Towboats by MB and Heyday, all powered by Yamaha Outboards. It's the pre-Memorial Day sale only at Texas Marine on NASA Road 1 in Seabrook and I-45 in Conroe.
Here's to the winners in the 28th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask Jordan Sandow, Mia Guerra, and Sydney Graves.
Girls just want to have fun.
Go fishing.
And win scholarships.
Yay, CCA!
Or Dylan Belch.
$25,000. $25,000. Just can't believe it. It was $25,000.
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Costa Sunglasses, Haney Boats, Mouty Boats, Shoalwater Boats, Dargle Boats. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. For information, watch ABC 13's Boat and Beach Report Fridays at 11 a.m. or visit StarTournament.org and sign up now.
Saltgrass Steakhouse, the best place for steaks hands down. Not every restaurant serves its customers the best Saltgrass does. With the unrivaled flavor of certified Angus beef, plus juiciness and tenderness in every bite, all steaks are char-grilled with Saltgrass 7-Steak Spice and garlic butter. Top sirloin, ribeye, filet, porterhouse, and T-bone. With locations in Houston, Port Arthur, Beaumont, Baytown, there's one nearby. With 63 locations and growing, experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like. Saltgrass Steakhouse, Saltgrass.com.
3-day weekends don't come around often. So, this Memorial Day, get to Specs and unleash all that pent-up patriotic energy with a weekend of grilling, chilling, and beverage refilling. Specs has lower prices on the largest selection of wines, spirits, and craft beers in Texas. And with 3 days to go, you can get more for less, so the party won't stop until you do. Specs, the fun starts here.
Cheers to savings!
Hi guys, it's Beth from Darling Way. Looking to add some excitement to your love life? Then you need to try our Bye Bye Boredom Bags. I've handpicked my favorite things for these mystery bags, and at $50, they're half the retail value. There's nothing like a hot kiss to ignite romance, and this month's theme is Keep Kissing. At Darling Way, we make love easy. So what are you waiting for? Visit us in the Heights, 3423 White Oak Drive, or online at darlingway.com. See you soon!
Hey, guys, if you are in the market for a mattress, this is your weekend to do it. Drop by Texas Mattress Makers. Matter of fact, one of my friends, Javon, texted me today. He went over there and got a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. Jong had a friend went over there today. And the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers is you're going to get a great, great mattress. It's going to be custom fitted. It's handcrafted. And it's made right here in Houston. And guess what? You're already saving 50% off of what you would pay if you go somewhere else. But because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you, yeah, you're saving that money. Well, guess what? Right now, for the Memorial Day sale, 25% off factory direct prices. They've got more types of beds for all body types and combinations, 25% off. And that's addition to the 50% or more you're going to save if you go to Texas Mattress Makers and have it built right there at the factory and sold directly to you. And they also, with Memorial Day here, they also take care of our returning vets with custom beds. They help them become more self-sufficient, and that's what they do. And that's why I love Texas Mattress Makers. Not only are they going to get you a great mattress at a great price, but they're doing all kinds of things in the community. Yuval and Rachel and the gang over there, that's what they do. And it's not just me. Number one mattress store on Yelp. That's right. Everybody agrees Texas Mattress Makers is the best. Drop by. Tell them we sent you. They will take care of you.
4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood, Texas Mattress Makers. The best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
Sports!
Jason says, what's the win total for the Seahawks? I got the under. No team succeeds with public turmoil of this degree. But I think they've been doing it for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, this is nothing new.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good.
713 said, had Cavs all season, but Warriors are rolling. Now a buddy wants to bet 2K straight up on the Cavs. Do I bet him? Well, I'm not sure which way you're betting.
If you're betting on the Warriors and you're getting someone
to bet you even money,
absolutely. I think you have to take it.
You take it. If he's trying to get you to bet on the Cavs, absolutely not, because you need to go to a book where you're getting a better price. Hope that makes sense.
Yep.
All right, so, John, I thought this was a pretty good week overall. I mean, today notwithstanding. So I'm hoping for a really strong stupid stuff.
I hope so.
Yeah? So no pressure on you because you put that together. But I thought we had a really good week, so let's do stupid. Dude, that is six times this week. Six times.
No, I think one day he did it twice.
Okay, so seven?
Yeah, I think so.
Because he's got every day this week. It's happened at least once.
I don't know that that's true. I think I maybe took a day off.
No, I don't think you did. I mean, it's all right. You've already had disgusting feet, and it's far less irritating than Raheel's woo.
What do you think was wrong with Shaq's toe now that you've seen it? You think that's something surgery could fix?
No, it's leprosy. It's going to fall off.
Ugh,
I'd seen it before, AJ, okay? I saw the story, and the first thing I clicked on was, oh, I'm sure they're going to talk about this, and that picture jumps right at my face, and I wanted to throw up. But I didn't. I manned up. I didn't do like the guy on the airplane.
You didn't vomit into your own mouth?
No, I didn't. I said, all right.
Vomit up into the air and back into your mouth
and,
like a fountain?
I said, I'm just going to wait until AJ brings this up, and I'm going to act irritated. And that's what we did. And then I tried not to look at it again because then I might throw up. All right, how about some stupid stuff?
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
You should do the vibrator thing during the show and let your co-host or your producer control the vibrator.
I don't think Dell wants to be that intimately connected with me any more than Jong would want to be that intimately connected with you.
He's just pushing a button just like Jong does.
Right, Jong, would you want to control a vibrator that AJ was wearing? Because I can arrange that.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Done.
All right, can we get some, like, electrified anal beads that Fred can wear?
No.
Oh.
No. You keep me out of this. This is your deal.
It will be corrected with medical tattooing between 6 to 8 months after the operation. Says he can already get erections. The man had been in relationships before, but whenever the question of sex arose, he bailed out.
So he was good at pulling out.
John, stop.
The Washington team offensive name is 9-2.
Can we call it the Washington Indians?
No. That's racist.
That is offensive? Oh, okay.
Very, very racist. All right.
I want to talk about LeBron and Kobe and woo!
F you, Raul. I hope you die in a car
crash.
That
was Raheel. Raheel is the worst.
He's such a child.
The worst.
He is such a child.
Recruit, whose name is Unique Brissett, 6'2", 215-pound wide receiver from Globe Institute of Technology in New York.
Do you think they call the Globe Institute of Technology GLIT?
Probably. I wonder what a GLIT is.
It's a guy's...
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
It's a guy's lit.
Interestingly enough.
Or a grandma's lit.
Oh, yeah, that's just gross.
Granny lit?
Yeah, now you're talking hip-breaking and stuff.
Like, you can't possibly manhandle that thing the way you could if it were naturally attached,
no,
right?
No, you got to be real careful, right? Because you could just pull it straight off.
Can you imagine the horror?
Can you imagine when you're in the middle of relations and you know how sometimes if you're wearing a condom and it slips off?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that happening?
She says, make sure you pull out, and then he does, and it stays in.
Wait, where'd it go?
She's like, you didn't pull out. I tried.
It's gone.
Health officials are warning that outbreaks of diarrhea caused by swallowing pool water containing parasites have nearly tripled in the last few years.
Oh, I'm going to throw up now. Thank you.
An infected person can battle symptoms including stomach cramps, watery diarrhea, nausea.
Ah, stop with the watery diarrhea.
Or vomiting for up to 3 weeks.
Oh, of course. Of course this is what... You did this.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
I forgot about the watery diarrhea.
Yeah.
That was disgusting as well.
You loved it.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Diarrhea, feet, woos.
It was a good week for you, Fred.
Vibrators.
I'm going to go drink some chocolate milk now. Thank you. Mm. All right. You know, I think we should just get the hell out of here. There's people kept calling, even though we told them we weren't taking
calls. Yeah, we didn't take calls today. Sorry.
After, well, we did. And then
Rio ruined it for everyone.
Well, stick around for Soccer Matters then.
What the They'll take calls on Soccer Matters.
What the hell are we watching, by the way, on TNT? This looks like some kind of troll thing.
I think it's like a really bad version of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, that's what that is. I've seen this before. Ugh, brutal. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, John. Yeah, AJ, man, I don't know. All right, I guess I'll say okay job. I don't even know if I should have been
Catch
here today.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Stay sportsy, bitches.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.